You're listening to Talking Teesdale, a regular podcast covering Barnard Castle and the surrounding villages. Brought to you in association with the Witham Community Arts Centre.
So welcome along once again to Talking Teesdale. I'm Stuart Launday.
And I'm Jane Woodward.
How are you getting on?
I'm all right, Stuart. How are you?
Well, I have to be honest, it's been a bit too Christmassy for my liking, given the fact that it's the middle of September.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, no, it isn't.
I know what you're referring to. You're referring to the Witham's Panto launch.
It was very good, actually.
Yes.
It's always good to see Phil, the dame.
Yes. All six characters were there.
Yeah, absolutely.
In their dazzling outfits.
But it just got... Right, I get why we launched the Panto in September and everything, but as I've been doing the odd shift at Oxfam, like every other shop in the town, it's full of Christmas stuff.
It gets earlier and earlier.
Oh, man.
Don't be such a Scrooge.
No, it always used to be, in our household, when I was a kid growing up, it always used to be that Christmas was never even on the horizon until my dad's birthday. And my dad's birthday is 5 weeks to the day before Christmas Eve. Oh. And that is long enough.
Well, mine's 2 weeks before Christmas. And I didn't used to start Christmas until after the 14th of December. So I'm with you there.
I agree completely and utterly. Yeah. I mean, these decorations in the shops, they've been up since July, for goodness sake.
The chocolates will be out of date.
I mean, who makes mince pies in July that are going to last till December? I've often wondered that one. You go into one of the supermarkets and there they are. I mean, what do you do with them? Do you stick them in,
eat them.
Do you stick them in the freezer? Or, I give up. Anyway, enough of such things. Yes, we're catching up with the cast of the Panto.
Snow White.
Snow White, which will be good fun. It's an interesting mix this year, the cast. There's a couple of actors, a couple of members of the cast who've never been in Panto before. So that should be good. They're looking forward to it. I had a good chat with them. Like I say, Phil's back as the dame.
He's brilliant.
He's really, really good. Yeah. I mean, he just... If ever a man was built for the part of the dame, it was Phil.
Yes.
He's kind of oversized, isn't he? He's a bit very tall and, you know...
I think the wig gets bigger every year as well.
Absolutely. And the dresses get larger and more voluminous every year. And it's going old school as well. We've got the prince is played in traditional Panto fashion by an actress.
Yeah.
Who tells me she's more used to being a princess.
Yes. Ah, yes.
Well, so it's not a million miles of a leap from princess to prince, I wouldn't have thought.
No.
So we'll see. Anyway, that's coming up in a minute. We've got What's On a bit later on. And we'll play some music from a singer-songwriter who's due here just next week.
Yeah.
So plenty to look forward to. We'd better crack on.
We had.
So as we were discussing, this week saw the launch of this year's Panto at the Witham. Oh, yes, it did. It's Snow White this year, and it comes courtesy once again of Tom Rolfe Productions. There's 11 performances altogether from Friday the 19th of December to Christmas Eve, and tickets for all performances are now on sale. In all, there's a six-strong cast, and the first two that I caught up with are taken to the Panto stage for the very first time.
Hi, my name's Charlotte Hugill and I'll be playing Snow White.
Hello, my name's Alice Ferguson and I will be playing Fairy Thorn.
Excellent. It's your first time at the Witham. Is it your first time in Panto?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Oh, you must be excited, little Miss Snow White.
Oh, definitely. I couldn't believe it when I found out I was going to be playing Snow White. I was like, what? This isn't right.
Is this a case of something you went to see as a bairn and now all of a sudden you're up there on stage?
Yeah, I've seen them in Newcastle. At the Theatre Royal, and now I'm not in the audience, I'm watching, and I'm now performing on the stage. So
let me get a mixture of excitement and trepidation.
Yeah, I'd say that, yeah.
What's your background as far as stage goes?
I trained in musical theatre at the University of Cumbria, and then from that I did the Polar Express train ride every Christmas and worked at holiday parks as an entertainer, and I'm still working at Holiday Park at Park Dean Resorts as a vocalist currently.
Very good. Well, best of luck. And here we come to somebody who's going to make all our wishes come true.
Hello, I'm Alice. And yes, I can make all the dreams come true in Snow White.
So are you also new to this game, or are you a Panto veteran?
No, I'm brand new. So I seen the open call. I think it was on Instagram, on social media. I went along, tried my best, and here I am.
Oh, very good. And have you got a bit of a stagey background as well, or is this something of a departure for you?
No, yes. I trained in musical theatre as well. I was in London for a couple of years at LMA and trained there. I graduated and then I've just been auditioning since and working at Sunderland College as a dance teacher.
Ah, so this is a bit of an exciting one for you as well.
Oh, yes, definitely. I'm so excited to make my professional debut, especially as the fairy.
Are you naturally a kind-hearted person? Can you bring good things to the role?
Definitely. I do believe that I am a positive person and it's all about your attitude and you can do anything you put your mind to.
Brilliant stuff. Snow White, are you a good sleeper?
Oh, yeah. Definitely love my sleep.
That's all right then. You're not going to snore on us, are you? When the evil queen gets at you?
Hopefully not. No.
Brilliant stuff, guys. All the very best and good luck.
Now, as we all know, every good panto needs a good villain, and Eleanor Alderson is preparing to become the most unpopular person in Barnard Castle and Teesdale.
Yes, I am playing the evil queen, Horribella, this Christmas at the Witham. Something a bit new for me. I'm normally like the princessy characters, but hey, keep me on my toes.
Are you a naturally bad person?
Oh, I think some people would think so.
Perhaps we'd best not go there. I don't think.
Maybe not. We did bringing up all me. No, I think it's a fun part to play. Definitely, I think it's a bit something different and keeping it nice and fresh.
Yeah, and you can't be too scary because you've got a young audience as well. You don't want to be frightening the poor little things.
I know, it's finding that like balance, because there will be some kids that start crying and walk out, but it's having that almost, I still want to keep watching them, ma'am. Like, they're that good, I want to keep watching them. And you do get some kids that actually like the villain more than any other character. Let's hope we get many of them like that.
Absolutely. So if you've played princesses before, I reckon playing a baddie's like probably a bit better part.
Do you reckon?
I think you could probably have more fun with a villain.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I think so. I've only ever played villain at college before, and that was super fun. But that was like the Wicked Witch from Wizard of Oz. This one's a bit more like elegant. So I think it will bring a bit of my character into it anyway, but it's just going over the top with it and having fun, seeing what I can get away with.
Now, you've been here before, haven't you?
Yes.
What's the best thing about performing on our little stage?
Oh, loads of things. It's such a homely vibe. Like, all the audience are just so fun and uplifting. You never get a bad audience, ever. And it's just such a nice area. Barnard Castle, I love it. It's so cosy, and especially at Christmas time, everyone's just feeling Christmassy, and it's just nice. And it's nice that it's a smaller stage because it's very like one-on-one with your audience. So they do feel like they're much closer to you, and you're kind of speaking to them rather than at them. So you do get kind of that one-on-one feel with it.
We're talking Snow White on the podcast this week, which is the panto that's coming to the Witham this Christmas. And of course, if it's Snow White, we must have a Prince Charming, or in this case, a Prince Daniel of Darlington. And this particular version of the panto is going old school. Yes, we've got an actress playing the part of the prince, in this case, Victoria West.
Have you ever been the hero before?
No, I haven't actually. Or first. Nearly always been princesses. Slight change this year.
They're not trying to tell you something, are they? The princess days are still with her, hope. So we're talking Snow White. I think everybody knows the story, don't they?
Yeah. I used to get compared to Snow White when I was a kid because I had black hair.
You've been to the Witham before. Tell us what you've done here.
I was Princess Jasmine last year in Aladdin.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I loved it. It was great. It's a really nice community sense around here.
They're really sort of old school pantos that you do, aren't they, really?
Yeah, they're very traditional. It takes it back. It's not, a lot of them now are going more musical theatre, I think, but Tom keeps them quite traditional, which is nice.
And were you a great panto goer when you were growing up, when you were little?
Yeah, I used to go every year as a kid. My uncle works in theatre, so we used to go and see all the shows that he worked on. I remember going to Billingham Forum a lot as a kid, so he did them once, and then he's done tours and stuff as well.
So what's your favourite? How does Snow White rank on them?
I think my favourite's actually Beauty and the Beast. Snow White, if I'm honest, as a kid, I hated. I probably shouldn't say that, but I did. But I actually love Snow White now. I played Snow White a few years ago and just fell in love with the story all over again.
I mean, I suppose when you're little Ben, it can be quite a sort of dark story, can't it?
I think it was just because people used to compare me to her and I was a tomboy. So I think I just really hated it.
So you'll be channeling your inner tomboy self for Prince.
Taking it back to
what's the prince called in this one?
Prince Daniel.
I've never come across a Prince Daniel before.
Prince Daniel of Darlington.
Oh, good stuff. And you must be looking forward to another season of The Wither.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's lovely here. It really is. Like, all the staff in the venue as well. Like, everyone gets involved. Everyone's really friendly.
I think people just like the idea that they can just pop down the road for a panto instead of having to go to one of the bigger venues.
Definitely. And it's an affordable panto as well.
And it's good. You can have a bit of a laugh at this one. You don't feel... If you're in a bigger venue, you sort of feel a bit detached.
Yeah.
Whereas here, explain what it's like when you go on stage here and there's like 150 people or whatever right in front of you.
It's lovely, actually. I think at first I thought it was going to be really daunting, but it's much more intimate. Like, everyone's involved the second you step out on stage. Like, it's warmer in a sense because they're just there. You're not having to reach out right to an auditorium that's like got 1,000 seats in it.
And last but by absolutely no means least, no panto would be complete without a dame. And once again, Phil Hoyles will be donning makeup, wig and huge frock for his first shot at Snow White.
Do you know what? I've never done Snow White before. No, one panto I've never done is Snow White. So I'm looking forward to it. It'll be good. Yeah.
The cynic in me says that the role of the dame doesn't really change much from panto to panto.
you'd be right there, yeah. The name changes. So this year I'm Dame Dottie. Last year I was, I can't remember the name, but yeah, I'm Dame Dottie this year, but pretty much the same kind of thing, really.
And it looks like you've got a new costume this year as well.
Oh, yes, we've splashed out, you know. We've gone to Harrods this year. You know, that is very... Yeah, we've spent money this year.
big budget production this time. Tell me why do we need a dame in a panto?
Well, do you know what? A dame is just iconic, isn't it? To any panto. You go to see a panto, you expect a dame. And if there was no dame in the panto, then you'd be disappointed. I mean, it's the first thing you think of when you go to a panto. You expect to see a dame in the show. And it's just iconic. It's an iconic role. You know?
Have you been anything other than a dame when it comes to panto?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I play Genie. I've played Wishy Washy. I've played the Emperor of China. But a dame, it's just something that I wanted to do. And I was working for a company about 10, 15 years ago. And I said, I want to do dame. And they cast me as an ugly sister. And from then, every year it's been dame, yeah.
What's the best thing about being the dame?
Well, obviously the gorgeous costumes. What other job can you come in and make yourself up with all this makeup and put the dresses on, the wigs? There's no other job like it. And plus you can have a bit of fun with the audience as well.
I was going to say, do you take the script as a sort, just as a sort of starting point?
Yes, yeah. The script is starting point. And then once the director's gone, they go out the window then, you know, so it's a free-for-all, really.
do you sort of eye up an audience when they come in and sort of have a look around and think who might be a good sport?
It's very difficult because I don't really get to see them before they come in, but yeah, when I go on and do my opening bit, I usually have the chance to scan the audience before, so I know if there's a fella sitting in the front row that I can maybe pick on him, and if there isn't, then I'm in trouble. You know, but I think I've had that before where I've had no men sitting in the front row at all. I'm like, where do I go? Because the script tells me I've got to pick on somebody, but I don't know. The nearest guy is like six rows back. So you don't really get to see anybody until you actually go on stage. And then you get to scour the audience, and hopefully there'll be somebody there you can pick on.
When do you start rehearsals for this one?
We start on the 4th of December, and we're here for 7 days. And then this year we're doing another venue for 2 nights before we we move here to the Witham.
Oh, you're moonlighting this year.
We are, yes, we are moonlighting. We're in Spennymoor for two or three nights, and then we start here on the 16th, I think it is, yeah. But
well, I'm tempted to say that if you survive Spennymoor, you'll survive anything, but that might get me into trouble.
Yes, sorry people of Spennymoor. I'm sure it's very nice. I've never been there before, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Be good.
So, Phil, thanks very much.
Thank you, good to see you.
So, as always, it sounds like Panto Time's going to be a whole lot of fun. Tickets are on sale for all performances now. You can check out the prices and the packages online at www.thewitham.org.uk.
Hi, I'm Jim.
And I'm Sheila.
We're volunteers at the Witham.
And you're listening to Talking Teesdale with Stuart and Jane.
Now, a couple of community events I'd like to mention. The first is for Middleton Wanderers Football Club, who are holding a race night on the 25th of October. It takes place at Middleton in Teesdale Sports and Social Club. 7:30, free entry. It costs a fiver to sponsor a horse and £20 to sponsor a race. And there'll be a raffle as well. And another date for your diary, Saturday, November the 1st, when the hard-working committee of Staindrop Carnival have organised a Halloween party at the village's Scarth Hall. Tickets are £5 per person. There'll be fancy dress competition, spooktacular games, and there'll be pizza, drink and ice cream for children included in the ticket price. Tickets are available from the village post office.
Hi, this is Louise, Queen of Social Media, and you're listening to Talking Teesdale with Stuart and Jane.
So Jane's back to guide us through what's on at the Witham in the next few days. Got to be quick. She's got an important appointment with the hairdresser.
I have, Stuart, yes.
I have to say, you could do with a bit of a chop.
Thanks a lot.
You know, I know it's not polite to say these sort of things, but quite frankly, you've been avoiding the scissors for a week or two, haven't you?
I have, more than a week or two, yeah.
Anyway, enough of such things. What have we got coming up over the next one? Actually, we'll start with something that that's just been booked in for early next year.
Yes, we've got West End Tenors coming on the 27th of February.
We're talking songs from the shows here, aren't we?
We are. So if anybody came to see Lee Mead,
yeah,
it's the same kind of type of thing. So it's leading West End men singing songs from West End shows.
Excellent.
So it should be a good night.
It's some, yeah, cheer you up in the new year. Everybody's always miserable after Christmas.
Although they might be singing songs from Les Miserables, so yeah. But a variety of shows.
Anyway, that's on sale now. They're coming in February. Yeah. But something a little closer, what we got next week? In fact, what have we got on Sunday? We've got the Royal Northern Symphonia, haven't we?
We do. Mozart, amongst other classical music. So that's at 2 o'clock, afternoon concert.
Always popular.
Yes. So come along for that. So next week we've got art classes that are both sold out.
That's good, isn't it?
It is. It is. We're doing really well with art at Witham.
Joe Pickering and
Anne Lee's watercolour classes. Yeah. So they're both sold out.
Oh, very good.
And another sellout is Barbara Dixon.
That's not a surprise, really.
No.
I mean, she's been around a while, but very, very popular.
She sold out pretty quickly.
But the good news is,
she's coming back next year. She's got a second date, the same show, because she was so popular. So 14th of May next year, if you missed out this time, book in now for next year, because I think when people come on Thursday, they'll want to see it again.
Yeah, I was going to say again. So don't miss out.
Yeah.
That's the way it's been. And then we've got a singer-songwriter at the weekend, haven't we?
We do. Saturday the 27th, we've got Edwina Hayes.
This is somebody I don't know very much about, but I've had a listen to some of her stuff and it's really rather nice.
It is. Folk music.
Yeah.
Singer-songwriter.
Singer-songwriters. It's not what you would call traditional folky stuff.
No,
it's
acoustic very mellow and...
Yeah.
She's got a lovely voice. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well worth a listen. If you fancy some live music on a Saturday night, mm-hmm. Well worth taking a chance on this one if you've not come across it before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So, one or two bits and bobs there.
Yes.
Where can we find out more details?
By going on the website.
Which is?
www.thewitham.org.uk.
And we can also ring in.
You can also phone 01833-631107.
Excellent stuff. In fact, we're going to play out now with a bit of music from Edwina Hayes.
Jolly good.
And I'll see you next week.
You will. Bye.
So yes, to play us out this week, here's a beautiful track from Edwina Hayes' 2011 album Good Things Happen Over Coffee. This is called What Happens Now. And Jane and I will see you next time.
Never noticed the change from a spark to a flame. It happened so slow, and now I don't know what to say. Was it a trick of the light that made your eyes shine? Melted my soul and started the fall. And what happens now? Should I make a move? 'Cause something feels right, but there's so much to lose. Find the nerve to cross the line, so I'm playing for time, but the game's almost done. There's nowhere to run, and I could put out my hand or leave while I can. And what happens now? Should I make a move? 'Cause something feels right, but there's so much to lose.
Listening. We'll be talking Teasdale again soon. In the meantime, please spread the word. Like, share, and subscribe. Or go online to thewitham.org.uk.